Okay, please start the recording. Welcome to the information webinar for the NSF Program on Fairness in AI in collaboration with Amazon. I'm Todd Lean, the lead program director for Fair AI. I'm joined today by Faye Cobb Payton in her capacity as lead for the NSF Minority Serving Institute Research Expansion Program. This webinar is being recorded. Both the recording and the slides will be available at the program webpage several days from now. It takes a while to get them posted. The program webpage is at the link at the bottom of this screen. You can also just do a search online at NSF, FAI, or Fair AI, and that will you'll find that link. The FAI team is co-led by myself and Sylvia Spangler. Both of us are in the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate in the Information and Intelligent Systems Division, and by Steve Breckler, who is in Social Behavioral and Economic Sciences Directorate in the Division of Behavioral and Cognitive Science. If you've applied to or reviewed for FAI in the past, you will have been in contact with one or more of the following program officers on this list. Wei Ding is also in IIS, as are most of the rest. Terry Langendon, Tanya Kurelski, Wei-Shen Ku, Balakrishnan Prabhakaran, Amarta Shehu. Fred Krantz is in SBE, in Social Economic Sciences. And Faye Cobb Payton, again, is here representing the SIZE MSI, Minority Serving Institute Research Expansion Program. Our counterparts at Amazon are Prem Natarajan, who is the lead. He's part of Alexa AI. And Angelica Wiener and Selena Zhu, who help carry the administrative burden on the Amazon side. Why FAI? Well, as we all know, AI algorithms touch large groups of people. The acceleration and deployments has been huge. It touches all of our lives every day, and sometimes in very high-stake arenas like criminal justice, medicine, credit evaluation, and unfortunately, sometimes with adverse effects. The research community and advisory bodies like the National Academy of Science, Engineering and Medicine, and the National Science and Technology Council have identified critical needs in AI research that are related to ethics and social impact, including topics such as building ethical AI systems, fairness of algorithmic decision support, trust, transparency, and interpretability, accountability, and access, that is broad access throughout the population to ensure that all segments can reap the benefits of the technology. Why a public-private partnership? Well, NSF does quite a bit of this. NSF partners with the private sector across multiple programs in computer and information science and engineering, the smart and connected communities, AI institutes, and platforms for advanced wireless research are three examples. There's a broader list if you go to this link, nsf.gov/about/partners. There's a list of partnerships throughout the foundation. These partnerships advance understanding of the challenges across the technology ecosystem. They can inform the design and deployment of future systems. They're great for students. They can provide exposure to industry for students that are interested. For PIs, they can provide pathways to transition the research to practice in an accelerated way. And some high-profile applications, as well as access to very large data stores. And it allows the industry partners to learn from research results. FAI goals. FAI is to support research that contributes to trustworthy AI systems, including but not limited to designing fairness into AI systems up front, ensuring that systems are impartial and broadly inclusive, issues around transparency, explainability, and accountability, factors that affect algorithmic trustworthiness, ethical decision support, and detecting and ameliorating adverse biases. The research thrust can include technical contributions as follows. These are not meant to be limiting, but are just some examples. Human-machine collaboration, joint decision-making, incorporating varied stakeholder values into decision-making. The algorithms that can quickly and appropriately adjust to differences between population subgroups, so that, for example, a speech system can understand different dialects, understand unbiased outcomes in speech, language, and vision applications, designing methods with a priori social cultural awareness, theoretical guarantees and limits on fairness, detecting and ameliorating bias, and AI to enhance the societal good. Please look at the solicitation and the list of projects funded that we'll point to later for more areas. We encourage work in all application areas, speech and language, computer vision, education, decision support, city maintenance, criminal justice, food distribution to the needy. These are all areas that we funded in the past, and we're open to, you know, basically any and all application areas, provided the projects are clearly driven by fairness considerations and show computational innovation. Who can be a PI? As the solicitation specifies, the lead PI on each proposal must bring computer science expertise to the research. And this is evidenced by publications, research focus, and training items that are communicated in the NSF BioSketch. The department affiliations can vary. You don't have to come from a computer science department. Lots of departments house investigators with computational science expertise, including electrical engineering, math, statistics, operations research, and probably lots that I couldn't come up with. To be effective for fairness, computationally focused research efforts need to be informed by socio-technical and social behavioral needs of the field. We urge teams and PIs to consider multiple contexts and to integrate disciplinary perspectives from social, behavioral, economic, cognitive sciences as they're needed, and to include perspectives from policymakers, resource managers, business leaders, and the justice system where appropriate to the areas that you're investing your research in. Investigator and institutional diversity. NSF's core mission includes broadening participation of groups, institutions, and geographic regions that have been underrepresented in STEM. NSF and Amazon strongly encourage applications from minority investigators and investigators from minority-serving institutions. Ensuring fairness in AI systems requires diverse societal players participating in design, development, evaluation, deployment, and monitoring. At this point, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Faye Cobb-Payton, who will talk more about NSF and CISA's investments in diversity.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that. Good afternoon, everyone. As Todd mentioned, I will talk about how the FAIR AI solicitation really aligns with the CISA minority-serving institution research expansion program and how that relates to institutional diversity. Next slide, please. So as we're calling the institutional diversity within the CISA MSI research expansion program, the MSIs or minority serving institutions that we are focused on, and we recognize that this is a broad definition. However, for the initial cut for this program, we focused on historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs, Hispanic serving institutions, HSIs, and tribal colleges and universities, TCUs, who are very much encouraged to apply. Institutions per the solicitation 21533 were encouraged to apply, but also had to meet the definitions according to what is defined as MSI, and we use the Department of Education's definitions. And if you were to look at that solicitation, you would see that. Where do the two meet? The SIZE MSI Research Expansion Program also aligns with FAI and encourages applications from minority serving institutions who have traditionally not received awards in the core, in SIZE core and MSI participating programs. And that is a big distinction. So if you go back to that slide really quickly, I want to underscore SIZE core and MSI solicitation specific programs. Next slide. One of the things that we did in an effort to foster inclusion of MSIs into the SIZE core, and we put this information out there, was we hosted meetings, workshops with SIZE MSI program officers from the core and participation and solicitation specific participating programs along with ASEE. And so once you get the slides, you'll see these links. You can go out, you can find the final report, you can see the agenda and kinds of activities that are important in any SIZE solicitation, I'm sorry, submission to a solicitation. So this slide is pretty important. Next slide.
Okay, back to FAI. Thanks, Faye. You can't tell from the several slides that we went through, but Faye has put an enormous effort into building infrastructure for support of minority serving institutions and investigators, and has called us in to present at seminars for that community. So she has a broad outreach, and this workshop for improving, for helping PIs put together higher quality proposals. It's all just really quite an astounding accomplishment. Anyway, FAI review and award. So Amazon is not involved in any aspect of proposal review or award selection. They're not present during the setup of the review or the reviews themselves or the award selection. FAI uses standard NSF panel and ad hoc peer review. Amazon is not present during the review or the award selection. The NSF portion of the award would be through a standard grant. The Amazon portion of an award is through a lump sum unrestricted gift direct to the award institution. Proposals should give the entire budget as if you were submitting to a regular NSF program. The split between NSF and Amazon is handled after the award selection. There's detailed instructions in the solicitation, but basically you submit a budget and a budget justification that covers the entire amount you're looking for, and it's divided up after award selection. Review criteria. FAI uses standard NSF review, that is intellectual merit and broader impact. Intellectual merit talks to the potential to advance knowledge. You should give the motivation behind the work, specific problems to be solved, challenges, approaches, and ways of evaluating the outcomes. Broader impacts describes the potential to benefit society and contribute to the achievement of specific societal outcomes. Some items that are included under broader impacts are impact on other research, educational experiences, This includes graduate students bringing in, undergraduate students bringing teachers in from the public school or private school system, K through 12. Can include dissemination of tools, methods, results, data that you've collected, broadening participation of underrepresented groups, and other benefits to society. For more information on these, I suggest you go to the NSF PAPPG, which you can find by either through this link once you have the slides or going online doing a search for NSF 20-1. In addition to the standard review criteria of intellectual merit and broader impacts, FAI has three solicitation-specific criteria. Your application must include sections that are labeled with these headings. Otherwise, they're not compliant with the solicitation. The first is transformative research. Again, we seek fundamental computer science innovations with transformative potential for fairness that incorporate multiple disciplinary perspectives as needed to carry out the research properly. Two, embedding innovations in real systems. You need to show development and testing, pilots, implementations, or deployments in real systems that address the associated challenges to fairness. And evaluation, how you're going to evaluate progress and outcomes, discuss the measures or metrics that you'll introduce, describe the methods, measures, processes, and the criteria that you use to assess progress and outcomes. Multi-institution projects. Multi-institution project proposals are welcome. The proposal is submitted by one organization. We don't have multiple organizations submitting as in a defined as collaborative, but you submit one organization submits the proposal, and then funding for all the other participating organizations are through subawards. Again, to understand how this mechanism works, if you haven't used it, look at the PAPPG Chapter 2, Section D3A. The NSF, a portion of the award is granted to the lead institution, with collaborating institutions receiving subcontracts through the lead. Amazon provides unrestricted gifts separately to the lead and to the collaborating institutions. And again, we encourage proposals from minority PIs and minority serving institutions acting as the lead. What's been funded? Well, rather than list a few projects here, I'll direct you to the page listing at the bottom of the FAI webpage. If you go to the link here and scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a link to projects that have been funded. And I note that the budgets given in those listed projects are just the NSF portion of the budget. They don't include the Amazon portion. Some questions that have come up in the past. Does the lead PI have to be in a computer science department? No. The lead PI must bring computer science expertise to the project, as demonstrated by research and publication history and research focus and training where relevant, but the department affiliation is secondary. Can Amazon scholars participate in proposals and projects? This is new this year. Individuals affiliated with Amazon, that is currently employed by, consulting for, or on an active agreement to provide services for Amazon, may participate in proposals, but they may not participate in their capacity with Amazon. Such individuals may participate if they hold a primary appointment at another organization, for example, a primary academic appointment at an institution of higher education, as applicable to and defined by that organization, and to do so strictly in their capacity at the other organization. Are awardees obligated to or expected to partner with Amazon? No. At the request, that is, at your request, or of the NSF with the awardees' consent, Amazon Research may consult on the projects. They may be able to host student interns as decided by the PI and the student. Amazon personnel will be available to the academic researchers solely for the benefit of the academic researchers and will not attempt to control or direct the research. Expertise provided by Amazon only at the request of the PI is advice and it's not compulsory. Amazon does not seek any information that the awardee does not intend to share publicly, and you should not voluntarily share such information. Amazon may refer awardees to publicly available software, computing infrastructure, or other support, but in no case will any awardee be required to accept or use these contributions. So your engagement as an awardee with Amazon is entirely at your own discretion. There is no consequences for not engaging with Amazon, and it's not a priori expected. If I was on a proposal that funded last year, can I be involved in a proposal this year? Yes. What if I want a review for the program? Well, as long as you're not participating in a proposal, you can review for the program. To make us aware of your desire, please send a CV and a short statement of reviewing interests and expertise to either me or Sylvia or Steve Breckler. Further questions? Either ask during this Q&A, or if your question is very specific to your own situation, you think, you can send an email again to myself, Sylvia Spangler, or Steve Breckler. Proposals are due by 5 p.m. your time, August 3rd. Again, here's the FAI program page URL and the URL for the SIZE MSI Research Expansion Program. So at that, we can start to tend to Q&A.
Good job, Todd.
Let's see. So it says, can the lead PI have an Amazon affiliation? Thinking in particular about my PhD advisor. And we just covered that. And you can go into the solicitation. It gives the details on the restrictions of that affiliation. So we have people that are, for example, Amazon scholars that have a day a week of work with Amazon, and newly this year, they're able to participate in the program, both as reviewers and as a PIs on a proposal, or either as. Let's see, does the program support specific applications of FAI, for example, exclusively in transportation engineering? I'm going to ask you to get in touch with us a little in more depth, because I think there would be some information, that additional information from you that would be helpful in answering it. Here's a question from Bart Kningenberg. Most universities have different overhead rates for NSF grants and unrestricted gifts. Does this come into play when Amazon provides part of the funding? Yes. So the Amazon gift, the wording for the gift is available to you. We'll make it available to those that we're making awards to. And depending on your institution, they may charge no overhead on it. They may charge partial overhead on it. It's very variable by the institution. Let's see, there's a question from Pablo Rivas on the three criteria, the three special review criteria. Are these sections all within the 15-page project description? Yes, they are. They're part of the main project description. You don't get extra space for them. They don't have to be anywhere in particular. Go to the solicitation, you know, for specific information. You do need to have them, these headers present. Otherwise, when the solicitation is checked for compliance, it won't be found compliant. So make sure it's there. There's a question about limits on the number of submissions from the institution. There are no such limits. Please look at the solicitation. There are limits on the number of proposals that a PI or investigator can be involved in. And I may ask Sylvia to look that up and type an answer or chime in with an answer. But go into the solicitation. It gives you all the restrictions. Here's a question from Yelini San, is healthcare related work allowed? Absolutely. We've had get a lot of proposals related to healthcare and ensuring fairness in healthcare, and we've funded a few of them. Very important area that we're enthused to have applications in. Is a question about budget. Does the requested budget have to be more than 600K? We're looking for budgets in the range given in the solicitation that's between 600K and 1 million. And that indicates the scale of the project. So you know, we're looking for projects that at the upper end, they should certainly have two PIs. We're looking for something a little bit or quite a bit broader than a small core proposal would be. So if you're looking at something that you think is a smaller budget, send us an email. We'll talk about the project and see what the right targets are, help you find the right targets. Another question, is this an annual program? No, this is the third year of the program. At the moment, we don't have, we will be doing NSF SICE and NSF more broadly, will be doing more work in fairness and AI. There'll be more competitions. We're not going to have a straight continuation of this program into the next year. Please keep your eye out for new solicitations. That will be in the works over the next few months. Someone asked, will panels be organized by application areas, that is speech, language, decision making, or should we expect a panel to have a mix of experts from various application areas? The panels will be, the proposals will be binned for paneling both by the foundational contribution as well as the application areas. And so we get them both. So for example, we've had panels that have proposals in bias detection and amelioration, and causality as foundational, but have applications all across the board. On the other hand, we've had panels that have primarily healthcare applications with all kinds of foundational. So each of the panels is going to have a mix of review expertise as appropriate for the batch of proposals. So Farshad Ghadousi writes that he's a minority professor from a minority serving institution. Would like to introduce myself to others in the Zoom call to find collaborators. What's the best way, in your opinion, to do this? I'm going to ask Alina if she can offer an opinion on how we might do that, or perhaps professor can get in contact with Faye. I'm assuming we'll get a list of collaborators, a list of attendees.
That would be fine if needed, Todd.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Faye.
No, you were saying could for the, I guess, from the person from the MSI, if they had questions, sure, they can certainly reach out to me if it's about the MSI participation portion of this.
Yeah,
he wants to collaborate.
Yeah, he wants to connect with collaborators. So I don't know a way of doing that live now. If Alina has something, I'll ask her for a suggestion. Otherwise, Farshad, please email me and we'll try and find a way to get you connected to some collaborators.
Sorry, Todd, somebody kindly unmuted me. So I just want to say that one way that this can be done is I've seen that they create a Slack channel and some people like exchange ideas and find collaborators. That's just an idea.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What kind of channel?
Slack.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, thanks for the suggestion. The question, Sylvia's got that one. So someone asked, points out the concept of fairness. There's not agreement about what the definition is. So right, the viewer writes, the concept of fairness is that defined anywhere as the basis for this program? No, we're not in a position to define fairness because there just are a lot of variables. There's a lot of, there are a bunch of statistical measures. There are normative considerations. And so we're inviting research in it. There are endless heated debates online as to whether a given system is fair or not. And without definitions, it seems like noise. Well, it's true that the different statistical measures for fairness can give different, draw different conclusions on any given data. So that's one of the reasons why we think that people like resource managers, decision makers that do these things in real time really need to be brought into the fray, into the research. And it's going to be different answers for different domains. It's an excellent question, and it points to an outstanding, unknown in the field. Can undergraduate, let's see, here's another question from Dr. Majumdar. Can undergraduate research institutions participate? Yes. Ambush Tawari asks, what will be the disciplinary background or the reviewers for FAI proposals? Lots of different people are on the, there are, for healthcare, there are clinical researchers and PIs that have done research in collaboration with clinicians. Just an extraordinary range. I think I've pointed to some of them already previously. We've had language experts, we've had vision experts, experts in all areas, experts in explainable AI, experts in incorporating human elements into AI decision systems. So the disciplinary background will be as broad as needed to cover what's in the proposals.
Todd, you have one question here. Can a proposal be submitted that's relevant to manufacturing and AI?
Yeah, where is that? Can a proposal, that's fine. Yes, absolutely. So we see things in human teaming with robots for manufacturing. As long as it addresses issues in fairness, not speculative issues in fairness, but established issues in fairness.
Okay, you have another one here on participatory design as a topic of interest. Are proposals on AI and ML fairness that improve community economics and social values through participatory design research within scope?
Yeah, that sounds clearly within scope. We've got part of that falls under the rubric of AI for the social good, and part of it falls under bringing in varied stakeholders into the design and development phase. So absolutely participatory design to enhance community.
Let's see. I know I saw one on proposals on explainability.
Yeah, so explainability is a topic we've seen, and we funded some work in explainability. Again, it needs to be geared towards fairness. It has to be a very clear connection to problems and fairness.
Okay. You have a question on several questions. Let me take them from the top. One attendee, we discuss now a project with Black Lives Matter headquarters and our university. Would it be Black Lives Matter Global Network? Would be the application institution or only the university? I guess they're saying, would it be the organization or does the application need to come from the institution of higher education?
Yeah, if the application has to come from the Institute for Higher Education or from a nonprofit. I'm not sure what the BLM Global Network is as an entity. If it's a nonprofit, it could could satisfy the requirements. Again, look at the solicitation. It tells you what kinds of institutes can be you can apply from. Let's see, there are two questions. Brendan O'Connor asks, can you share how many proposals were received last year? And Zintel Wu asks, what are the funding rates? I'm not at liberty to disclose either of those.
Yeah, we can't say that.
I didn't want to just ignore them.
Yeah. If the proposal is a single PI, I think this is a collaborative plan needed. Anonymous attendee.
Yeah, Sylvia, I'm going to ask you to type an answer to that.
Sorry, I was typing another answer, if you could tell me.
Yeah, this
one
is
you wanted an answer.
So this is at the top of the stream now.
This is, does the single person need to be? I said, read the solicitation.
Okay.
If it doesn't say, usually there is language that says a more than one PI has to have a collaborative plan, even if you're at the same institution. If you're all by yourself and you cover everything, then we're pleased to have such an exceptional person apply.
Thanks, Sylvia. Does the program allow to have co-PIs from institutions abroad outside the US? NSF generally does not pay salary for collaborations with foreign, aside from particular programs. FAI doesn't have that set up. Typically we'll pay for travel for collaboration with a foreign PI, but not salary support.
Faye, can you answer the question about an MSI Slack channel, if there is one?
I don't see that MSI Slack channel.
Yeah, so Javier Bordeaux could you share the Slack channel link, please? If not,
I don't have a Slack channel link.
All right, so let's after the webinar, let's get that in see what we need to do to get that instituted, and we can post it on the program webpage.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Here's one. Can a minority PhD student be listed as a co-PI?
It depends on the institution. We determine PI ship by the institution. If an institution says you can be a co-PI, you can be a co-PI. We don't say, NSF does not say.
Right, the institution decides who can be a PI.
Right.
Some institutions allow postdocs, some don't.
Can a PI be a part of two submitted proposals? I think you answered that one, Todd.
That's in the solicitation. I think a PI is limited to one, but I think you need to, let me pull the solicitation out. I'm quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
An individual may participate in at most one proposal as PI, co-PI, or senior personnel.
Let's see. Sylvia, do you see the one from Bert? On expectations of embedding in real systems.
Answered one real-time system, I'll answer BERTs.
Okay. Todd?
Yes.
Question, is collaboration with other industrial partners, I'm assuming it's partners with an S, or a industrial partner allowed?
So we often, in all kinds of programs at NSF, we often have people that team with industrial partners where the industrial partner is an unpaid collaborator, and they provide a letter of collaboration, the description of what the partner does ought to be in the proposal, and the letter. In fact, if you go to the PAPPG, there's a form for the letter. It basically just says, if this is awarded, we will collaborate with Dr. X in the capacity as indicated in the proposal. So yes, as an unpaid collaborator, that certainly happens.
Okay. And NGOs, is it okay if the NGO headquarters is based in another country, or does it have to be in US if the NGO is a partner?
We don't send money abroad without incredibly strong justification, regardless of whether how they are unique and cannot be filled by any other group within the United States.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to underscore Sylvia's incredibly, incredible justification. Would be needed. Todd, here's one for you. This might be an SBE question, but could a novel application of AI that help people detect and avoid or cope with bias in their own decision-making be a good fit for this solicitation? The fairness issues here would originate in human decision-making rather than the AI techniques themselves. David DeVault.
Yeah, it might be. I would have to see more of the summary. I invite the questioner to send a one-page summary to myself and the other program directors listed, Dr. Spengler or Dr. Bruckler. It's a little bit hard to see if it's a good fit just from the one sentence description. But go ahead and send us a one-page project summary.
Todd, this is Sylvia. I would like to let people know that if you get your question in, we will answer the question before we post them on the project webpage and in the materials associated with the webinar. We will finish these questions.
Yeah, awful lot of attendees out there, or at least registrants.
A fair number of attendees.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Did you you responded to that one? So we can click done. Okay. Okay. Kwame Robertson, Todd, the synopsis list participatory design, I think we responded to this one. Our proposals on AI, ML, fairness that improve community economics and social values through participatory design, are they within scope? I think you answered that one.
Yeah. And anyway, I see a response, another response sent from Kwame Robinson saying thanks. So,
okay. All right. So I got that.
Right. And then you just wrote again. They just wrote again as they're, yeah, you did. Thanks.
Okay. And then the blockchain. Did we answer the blockchain?
There was something.
I have answered the blockchain twice. Thank you.
Does blockchain fall within the solicitor research?
It has. It does if it actually involves fairness.
All right.
Already did that one a couple times.
Okay, thanks.
Is an external evaluator required?
No. But you do have to have a clearly developed plan for evaluation. I mean, that's one of the things that in any program, that's one of the things that panels routinely pick apart if the evaluation plan isn't clear and strong and thorough.
True. And an independent evaluator. Okay.
There's a question about an unpaid co-industrial partner, but sometimes for a project to be deployed in the real world, it must include the industry vendors. Vending is different from partnering, but I don't know how to answer it beyond that. And an external evaluator is not required.
No, I don't believe so. Let me check. No. Sylvia, there was one question you answered in writing, a very interesting question about addressing epistemological differences between fields in terms of definitions of fairness. I wonder if that's something you want to, I guess the written answer is available to everyone, right?
The written answer is available. However, the gist of it is that we have very domain diverse panels. And you should remember that in writing your proposal, but you should also, and you should be clear about which kinds of definition you are using. However, we go out of our way to make sure that a range of domains are well represented.
Thanks. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that we have a broad range of expertise in the program directors, both in SAIS. We have two program directors from SBE participating. And so we will do the best we can to make sure that different viewpoints are covered as required by the proposals. You know, if you're clear about, you need to, like Sylvia said, you need to be clear about where, what literature you're developing your definitions from. Someone asks, someone asks, is this just for MSI or all institutions are eligible? Everyone, all institutionals as are eligible to apply. Look at the eligibility requirements in the solicitation.
Todd, we are down to six open questions as opposed to answered questions.
What was I looking at? I see.
You were looking at answered questions.
Thank you. Okay.
We have answered that the that an external evaluator per se is not required, correct?
Yeah, that's right. The solicitation doesn't say anything about that. I refer the questioner to the solicitation again to be sure, but in my scan through it.
I got a clarification of the question by Yelini Sen about unpaid industrial partner collaboration. Specifically, I gather they were asking about the potential of using pilots in EHRs. You can do pilots in without the vendor being involved. You can do pilots in EHRs. You just need to be associated, have a collaborator who is in a healthcare situation. May give you access, but it's likely to be well embedded with very strong constraints and IRB conditions. And my guess is you would only get, you are only likely to get the anonymized data. Okay. So, what would constitute a good evaluation plan and a good embedding innovation in a real systems plan?
So, I would refer you to the solicitation. And I've captured much of the solicitation on the slide on review criteria. But go to the solicitation. And if you want more information on generally on evaluations, look in the PPG. And and Sylvia is also typing a question. So that's it. We've got through all of them.
All right.
Oh, here's some new ones. I opened my mouth too quick.
Fairness in the U.S.
Sylvia is typing an answer, but I would say that cross-cultural perspectives on fairness are important because the world is so interconnected.
Cross-cultural, yes, but it does not necessarily outside the U.S. if it requires money going outside.
That's right.
We have the 1 minute warning. No open questions.
Congratulations. Thank you very much, everyone who attended.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Todd. Sylvia.
Thank you, Faye.
With respect to fairness, is using AI to reduce sex autism.
And thanks for picking up that last question, Sylvia.